since the talks you've had with Clay Bennett or any talks, was the settlement offer that they presented to you in, I want to say, early February? Was it the last discussions you've had with the Bennett group?
The last discussions I had with Mr. Bennett's representatives were in New York City in October.
Could there be any talks between now and Thursday?
The last conversation I had with Mr. Bennett's representatives was October in New York. So right now we're in trial.
What, speaking of that meeting in October, what was, we never did hear an outcome of that, of your presentation, and what kind of information you took back from the NBA regarding your presentation?
We went back to see the NBA about Key Arena, to discuss the renovation of Key Arena with them, and we showed them the design and the cost estimates for it. So it was to put Key Arena back on the table as a venue for basketball, to keep basketball in Seattle.
And did they reach any conclusions about your presentation? Was it viable?
Well, as you can tell, we're in a continuing process right now on that. So you can reach your own conclusion on the outcome of that meeting.
So, Mr. Cease, your testimony to Judge Beckman will be that with regards to this plan, the city has clean hands.
I'll leave that to my counsel.
Yeah, I think saying anything more, you'll have to come back for part, whatever it is, 6, Thursday morning to hear.
Ms. Lawrence, can you address the situation in the morning session? You were talking to Wally Walker, and the word appeal came up, and it caused a great stir. You were going to...
I think it only caused a stir because, with all due respect to you guys, you probably haven't covered too many trials. If from day one in front of Judge Beckman, she recognized that this case very likely could go up on appeal. To preserve each party, to preserve their rights on appeal, there are some very technical things you need to do in terms of objections to evidence that if you don't make, you waive your rights. And not simply because a judge has ruled once on a piece of evidence, if you don't have a continuing objection or make the objection on a continuing basis to that line of evidence, then you may not. You may lose your rights on appeal, and my job, among other things, is to make sure that the record is complete in the case that there is appeal, whether it's the PBC appealing or the Sonics appealing or both sides, or the city appealing or both sides appealing. Part of my job to do it right is to make sure the record is correct.
So, in a dinner with Clay Bennett, call Key Arena one of the finest basketball arenas in the country?
I guess I remember that comment to Mr. Bennett, yes. And I was referring to, I think it was a fan survey that was done in about 1998, where the fans around the NBA said that Key Arena was the best place to watch basketball in the country.
And so again, there's no basis whatsoever for Senator Gorton to suggest that the failure to win the renovation. I just have a hard time sort of understanding how Senator Gorton, who, you know, by all accounts is a very knowledgeable legal or very knowledgeable lawyer, would suggest that the failure to win the Key Arena renovation would undercut the city's specific performance argument. And now, you know, you guys are saying that that's just completely off base.
We don't believe it has anything to do with the case. You have heard PBC make the argument that why bother? There's no point. And I don't like to speculate as to what Senator Gorton was thinking about, but that argument is being made by PBC, and if there had been a funding proposal approved, PBC wouldn't be making that argument. Regardless, we don't think it's relevant, but you've heard PBC make that argument during the trial.
Okay. Last question, folks.
And just over the next 5 days, you'll be doing well.
Catching up on my sleep. But principally, there are two things that we're going to be focused on. One, we have to prepare for the court proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, which is essentially looking through the evidence that's been presented. Putting them in a form of findings that are of facts that have been supported by the testimony to date, setting forth our legal arguments in the form of conclusions of law that we hope the court will adopt, and probably more than that, focusing on drafting our closing argument for Thursday before the judge. Thank you.
Thank you.